James Kennedy Ministries presents Truths That Transform.
Have you heard about the new tolerance? It only requires you to be intolerant.
The misnamed Equality Act is one of the scariest pieces of legislation ever envisioned by Congress.
Discover how tolerance is being used as a guise to take away your rights, and find out how we can stop it on today's Truths That Transform. Welcome to Truths That Transform, a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries, where we are standing for truth and defending your freedom. What if federal law made it mandatory to accept, say, transgender ideology and instituted legal penalties against anyone who acts or even speaks according to biblical truth? Well, that is exactly what is in the process of happening now that the U.S. House of Representatives has passed the so-called Equality Act. On today's program, you will have an opportunity to stop it from becoming law. And we begin with a look at this Equality Act. The left is creatively dishonest with language, which is why pro-choice means killing babies, and tolerance means punishing Christian views. In a similar way, the so-called Equality Act brings anything but equality. Our own David Wright takes a closer look.
It was April 19, 2009, and I was Miss California. I was so proud to represent the state of California at the Miss USA pageant, and I was just a young 21-year-old pursuing my dream. I was asked a question, I gave an answer, and everything pretty much shattered that night, as far as my dream of becoming Miss USA.
In 2009, Carrie Prejean, a contestant in the Miss USA beauty pageant, fielded a question on marriage from pageant judge Perez Hilton, an openly homosexual celebrity blogger.
In my country and in my family, I think that I believe that a marriage should be between a man and a woman. No offense to anybody out there, but that's how I was raised, and that's how I think that it should be between a man and a woman.
I stood up for my values and my faith, and I said that I believe marriage should be between a man and a woman. No offense to anybody out there, but that's just what I believe.
The Miss California contestant was dragged over the coals by both people online and the mainstream media, labeling her as homophobic and a bigot.
To be 21 years old and to be thrown into that spotlight and to be vilified and just the slander and the lies and the twisting of stories and, you know, they loved that a Christian, blonde, conservative, said what I said, because that was just fair game for them. They couldn't wait to attack me.
Fortunately, she was able to survive these vicious attacks from those trying to cancel her. But with the Equality Act looming on the horizon, having a different opinion on sexual orientation and gender identity may soon lead to dire consequences for you and your family.
Well, the Equality Act, it's probably one of the worst pieces of legislation, not just because it's misleading, but because of all the damage it would do.
I think the Equality Act is an atom bomb to decimate religious freedom in America.
The misnamed Equality Act is one of the scariest pieces of legislation ever envisioned by Congress. What it does is it adds sexual orientation and gender identity to federal civil rights law. Now, that may seem like just a matter of fairness, but instead, it totally distorts the idea of civil rights. The proponents say that when the Civil Rights Act of 1964 was passed and it had the word sex in it, of course it meant gender identity and sexual orientation. Well, of course it didn't, but they're trying to impose that now.
If the so-called Equality Act is adopted into law, it would cause great rifts in many aspects of our society.
The Equality Act sounds great. The problem with it, it doesn't mean what it says. It is actually probably the greatest assault on religious freedom, parental rights, and even women's rights than any legislation in U.S. history. It undoes so much. Let me give you some examples. Private religious institutions like adoption agencies, under the Equality Act, they're basically told, oh no, you can't exist anymore. A church having a conference or hiring employees, and they want to stay by their standards regarding employees and in terms of their sexual lifestyle, in terms of marrying the opposite sex. This would say, church, you either be willing to hire these people, which goes totally against your religious beliefs, or we'll shut you down. We will trample your religious freedom rights of churches and synagogues and these institutions.
Critics note that those on the far left don't just want you to conform to their radical ideologies. They ultimately want you to be silenced and canceled for having an opposing view.
A lot of these LGBT attacks where they want people, you have to believe like, you know, like we believe, that's not the way America works. You know, there's plenty of room for people to have different beliefs, and people need to be able to follow their conscience and their religious faith. With a lot of this sort of woke culture or this cancel culture or this we're going to bully you culture, it's really important to have free speech protection and free exercise of religion protection so people can really live free, no matter who is in control of the local government, the state government, or the federal government.
If the Equality Act is in fact adopted into law, you won't just be canceled for holding to your biblical Christian beliefs. You could also face legal charges.
A number of experts in the legal world have looked at this and said this is totalitarianism, pure and simple. It criminalizes beliefs of millions of people in this country.
This is really harmful stuff. It will lead to the closure of Christian schools who reject this gender ideology and don't want to teach it. It will lead to the closure of Christian churches, Catholic schools, you know, you name the religious institution and it's going to suffer. It's basically the elimination of religious freedom in this country, which makes it especially dangerous.
I think you will see laws and things happening here in America similar to Canada and Sweden, to where even pastors and preachers will be limited in their ability to preach the full complement, the full counsel in the Word of God. You'll see passages like Romans 1 muted. You'll see other passages in Scripture completely eradicated as being deemed hateful, illegal, and hate speech. And as a result, churches will be hindered in preaching the truth of God's Word and ministering to people who are being terrorized by various sins and various bondages.
Many note that the Equality Act itself is already deepening divides within the LGBTQ community.
The radical feminists have joined with us, the conservative Christian women, on this particular issue. They do agree with us when it comes to the Equality Act, which has this gender-neutral language in it. I don't think the mainstream media wants viewers to know about this break between the LGBTQ community. It's not all solidified there. There is a break, and the radical feminists do see the way we do when it comes to this gender identity issue.
When Carrie Prejean boldly stood up for her beliefs, she faced the wrath of the mob. Today, as we see an even more extreme threat approaching, we must stand firm in our beliefs and not waver.
Just the fact that they try to paint you as this horrible person because what you're saying is true and what you're saying is right and should be respected, but the only thing that they can do is try to label you and make you look like a bad person. When in reality, that's really not the case. So I would say just, you know, for people to just stay firm in who they are, you know, and just be respectful. And we live in a time right now where we live in crazy times.
I hope you now see the imminent danger posed by the falsely named Equality Act. It will punish schools, businesses, and individuals who fail to toe the politically correct line on same-sex marriage, transgenderism, and a host of other issues. There is still a chance to stop the Equality Act, but we must act now. It has already passed the House of Representatives, and President Biden will certainly sign it into law if it reaches his desk. But the Senate still has the power to stop it, and we have created a petition calling upon them to do just that. contact us right away at the number or address on your screen to receive your petitions to your two senators, calling upon them to stand up for First Amendment freedoms and to defeat the so-called Equality Act. Sign them and send them back to us as quickly as possible, while there's still time to stop this dangerous legislation in its tracks. It is vital to understand how we got to this point so that we can know how to uphold biblical truth moving forward. Tolerance has rightly been held up as a virtue in our culture for ages. But with great stealth, the left began redefining what tolerance meant, forming it into a sword that is now used against Bible-believing Christians. Dr. D. James Kennedy explains more in this portion of his insightful and even prophetic message, The New Tolerance.
The future of this country in a very strong way depends on our understanding what's happening to young people today, and it has a great deal to do with tolerance. The new tolerance means this. Not only do you put up with and endure and bear with those who have different views, habits, and or lifestyle than your own, but you agree with their views as well. Furthermore, you hold that their views are equally as valid and as true as your views. And furthermore, that their lifestyle is equally true and equally valid with your own. And therefore, there's no possible way that you could be intolerant because there's nothing to be intolerant of. And furthermore, you must even be willing to promote and endorse that other lifestyle, since it is every bit as good as yours. Now, how can this be? Well, it begins with the idea that there is no absolute truth. Therefore, one kind of lifestyle is as good as another kind of lifestyle. You mustn't judge, because there's no absolute standard to judge by. Well, you know, it's interesting, if you ask them how they know that, they may say to you, as I told this at a speech at Yale a couple of years ago, that where have you been? Haven't you ever heard of Albert Einstein? They might tell you. Don't you know about the theory of relativity? And that Einstein said all things are relative. No, he didn't. This is what Einstein said. Quote, relativity has to do with physics, not ethics. Unquote. He was appalled to find people applying relativity to the moral realm. But they have. And so therefore, everything is relative. There are no absolute truths or standards or morality. And so consequently, you can't look on their views as inferior to yours. You must agree that they're equal. Furthermore, there is a total concept of feeling that's involved in postmodernism. Postmodernism says that rationalism had failed. The modernist said faith has failed, we must be rational. The postmodernist says reason has failed, we must resort to feeling. How often you hear people say, well, I feel that so-and-so. And we have even invented a new civil right. And that is the civil right for my feelings not to be hurt. Now, I'm sure that as I'm saying these things, there are instances that are leaping to your mind of times when you have run into this in talking with people about different things. You will more in the future. There is no truth. There are no moral absolutes, and the important thing is my feelings. And that brings us to the fact that there are not even any universal truths of any kind for people, and whatever truths we have are simply societal constructs that each community or society or nation has created, and these do not apply beyond the borders of that culture. All morality is culturally created and culturally defined. This is why I have repeatedly said that tolerance is the last virtue of a depraved society. Tolerance is the last virtue of a depraved society. When you have an immoral society who has blatantly, proudly violated all of the commandments of God, there's one last virtue they insist upon: tolerance for their immorality. And they will not have you condemning what they have done as being wrong. And they've created a whole world construct in which it's not, and in which they are no longer the criminal or the villain or the evil person, but you are. And so they call evil good and good evil. And believe me, that's just the beginning. Now, my friends, Christianity is the most loving religion in the world. God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, gave His life. God gives to us eternal life. God forgives us, and He urges us to love others, to love our friends, to love our enemies, to love even those that kill us. But Christianity is an absolute religion. And by the way, all of these strictures do not apply to other religions, only to Christianity, because that is the only absolute religion. You can belong to three or four of other of the world's religions at the same time. But God is a jealous God, and He will not have any other gods before Him. And all of the gods of the heathen, He says, are but idols. Idols! But God says, I am Jehovah. There's none like me. Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That statement alone could one day in America could have landed him in jail, because it is absolutist. Only Christ died for the sins of the world. Only Christ rose again from the dead. Only Christ offers eternal life freely to those that will trust in Him. Christianity is diametrically opposite from all of the other world's religions in those things that really matter. But because it is absolute and not relative, it is Christianity against which all of this that I have mentioned is aimed. And it's like being corralled like sheep to the slaughter. Most of the sheep, they don't even know what's happening. Wake up! You did, didn't you? Good. Dear friends, for 40 years, I have urged this congregation to be faithful to the Great Commission of sharing the gospel with a needy world, a needy nation. Many of you have been indescribably faithful in doing that year after year, decade after decade. But even more of you, no way. You haven't led anybody to Christ last year. You didn't lead anybody to Christ the year before that. You didn't lead anybody to Christ last decade. You didn't lead anybody to Christ in the last 40 years. Some of you haven't led anybody to Christ in the last 70 years. You're going to find out what's at the end of the road of disobedience to the Great Commission. It's time that we stood up for Jesus Christ and showed some backbone while we still have a place to stand.
Because of the new conception of tolerance that Dr. Kennedy spoke of, our culture has invented an imaginary right not to be offended. Therefore, those holding biblically informed views about marriage, sexuality, gender, and a host of other topics are now considered to be dangerous. By redefining tolerance into an absolute right to behave with impunity and never be criticized, the cultural Marxists in our midst instituted the logic that led to disapproval being considered hate and even violence. It's out of that worldview from which springs the so-called Equality Act, and we must stand together to defeat it. This bill has already passed the U.S. House of Representatives and will punish with federal legal penalties both Christian schools that don't allow gender changes among their faculties and businesses that won't provide services for same-sex weddings, among many other travesties. We have put together a petition to your U.S. senators to stop this bill before it becomes law. Contact us right away to receive your petitions, sign them, and return them to us as quickly as possible so we can put the brakes on the falsely named Equality Act. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 1154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. Or call toll-free 877-962-7677 or go online to djkm.org. And when you contact us, if you're able to include a much-needed gift to shine the light of biblical truth on these issues, we will thank you by sending you the book Confronting Lies and Hate, Responding with Truth and Grace, by Robert Knight. In it, you'll discover how to answer common accusations against Christians on issues like gender and sexuality, and to do so winsomely and with love. It is a much-needed tool for the times we live in, and if you can give a generous gift of $40 or more, we will thank you by sending you the book plus our special DVD program, The Age of Gender Confusion. On this DVD, we bring scripture and science to bear on the perplexing and tangled notions of so-called gender identity. You will meet someone who suffered serious harm as a result of this movement, and you will find out how to bring sanity and common sense back to an issue mired in confusion and error. That's the book, Confronting Lies and Hate, as our thanks for your generous donation, and the book plus the DVD special, The Age of Gender Confusion, as our thanks for your gift of $40 or more. And whatever you do, please make sure to contact us right away to receive your petitions, calling on your two senators to stand up for the Constitution and defeat the so-called Equality Act. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 1154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. Or call toll-free, 877-962-7677. Or go online to djkm.org. The ACLU, the self-proclaimed watchdog of our constitutional freedoms, has had little to say as Christians and conservatives are kicked off of campuses and hauled before civil rights tribunals for expressing non-approved viewpoints. But they did have something to say in March about women. The organization tweeted, "On International Women's Day, here's your reminder that trans women are women." Now, the radical left twists and confuses language, since such confusion serves their ends. But here's specifically what they mean: that biological men born with male reproductive organs and a Y chromosome truly are women, if they really believe it in their own minds. Now, it's ironic the ACLU would say such a thing on a day of feminist commemoration. Ironic because their declaration does away with the very concept of womanhood altogether. It all raises a simple question, unanswerable by proponents of transgenderism. What is a woman? A simple question. Yet transgender ideology rules out a biological basis for womanhood, saying that the body you're born in does not matter. And it says that traditionally feminine roles are mere social constructions. So really, what is a woman? They have no answer, except that womanhood is whatever you want it to be, should you even decide to identify as one. Men are women, women are women, and they can shift back and forth at will. And here's the point. If anyone can be a woman at any time simply by subjective choice, then the word woman is meaningless. Once again, we find ourselves through the looking glass that Lewis Carroll wrote about, where nonsense and jabberwocky rule the day. One observer had an incisive quote about this godless modern ideology, saying, and I quote, "Modernism, which denies and abolishes every difference, cannot rest until it has made woman man and man woman. And putting every distinction on a common level kills life by placing it under the ban of uniformity." Well, that was the great Christian statesman Abraham Kuyper in 1898. The end game of the modern left has been visible for ages for those with eyes to see it. They wish to undo the very fabric of God's creation. Will we continue to let them do it? D. James Kennedy Ministries is standing for truth and defending your freedom. I'm Frank Wright. Thanks for being with us. And here's a look at the next truths that transform.
Title IX was enacted to give girls a fair shake in athletics, in schooling, in academics, and so on and so forth. And what we're seeing is a complete reversal.
That's next week. This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.